You're listening to This Naked Mind with Annie Griss.
Welcome to a brand new segment of the This Naked Mind podcast, Where Are They Now? My name is Haley. I'm a certified coach here at This Naked Mind, and I'm so excited to bring back the voices you've heard before, deep diving into their story and getting an idea of where they are on their journeys today. Whether you followed their stories from day one or you're just getting to know them now, Where Are They Now offers a unique glimpse into the twists, the turns, and all of the changes that happen after making a significant change in your life. We're going to talk about the challenges, the celebrations, and everything in between that happens along the way. Join me as I reconnect with past guests, share updates, insights, and all of their inspirational moments. I'm so excited for this segment, and I really hope you enjoy it too. Welcome, 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 Tony, to Where Are They Now? And thank you so much for joining me. This is actually the first time, and fun fact, Tony and I were in the same cohort for our coaching certification together, and we've been in a peer group for the past like 3 years, and we finally got to meet one another in Tampa last year. So thank you so much for joining me.
It was so cool to meet in person. We actually have video, or we have a photo evidence of it.
Yeah, so true. And your story, I absolutely loved listening to it. And just a small little recap on that, like when it's so interesting because I see this posted in our spaces a lot. Like I didn't start drinking in high school or college. Mm-hmm. And then so much shame with the divorce. And then it started in the 30s and how that habit crept up and kind of went, you know, from bottles to boxes. This is something that we see and hear all the time. You are so inspirational as well, by the way, with like the marathons and triathlons, the work hard, play hard. I love when you mention that. And one of the highlights, which I was like, oh, this should go on a t-shirt, but alcohol being like rocket fuel for you.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh. Yeah. I can completely relate to that. And then you did the 90 meetings in 90 days, all of the things. So if you want to touch a little bit on your story as well, I would love to hear it from you too.
Yeah, I was one of those late bloomers in terms of drinking. And I love now, as I'm 3.5 years into this, that it's, you know, in this world, you know, we feel like we're the only ones that are doing this stuff. Like when we were drinking, I'm like, I'm the only one that started drinking because of divorce and in my 30s. And the fact of the matter is, it's so common. I was one of many, and it made me feel so much better. I'm from a Catholic family, and my husband, my first husband was Catholic. His brother married us. He's a Catholic priest. Like it was full on Catholic. And so if anyone out there knows, you know, and the fact that I wasn't happy in the marriage and our kids were young at the time, 4 and 1, and I left. And one of the things that's been cool is I'm full of courage. And that has really aided me in this chapter of my life. Right. So, but it took me a long time to get there. I mean, I really, from 29 to 30 is when I started to really cope with alcohol. And that's the line of demarcation for me, was when I started to cope. And then, like I said, in the original podcast, it is like rocket fuel for me. Like I'd be a little tired, I remember. And then it would just, there was no off switch. Yeah. No off switch. And I mean, wild horses couldn't get me to stop. Once I started, now, once I hit the, you know, once I passed out and then was hungover, it was brutal. And then, you know, that the negative dialogue and all of that. And that went, I mean, so 29 to, I stopped for good at 42. But with that stint of AA in between after my arrest, yeah. And then I stopped drinking for 15 months and then I went back out for 3 years. So I put myself through the ringer.
Me too. Me too. I can relate. And that's the really cool part. I love that you said that. So many of us can relate, and you have this thought that you're alone. So I would love to know. And I mean, I'm fortunate. I know a little bit. You are, like I said, you're so inspirational. It's incredible to follow you. But I would love you to tell the viewers and the listeners what life has been like since you last chatted with Annie.
Yeah. So gosh. Annie and I talked about, I launched my coaching business, Mindfulness Elevated. It's been 3 years now. And then I have a full-time, so Mindfulness Elevated is my passion, right? So I do coaching around substance reduction or elimination. And I want to touch on that for a minute, because I think it's so important that I remember when I started to like cut my drinking back, and it never seemed good enough for me or the people around me. And it's like, hang on, in my head, I'm like, hang on, reduction is a huge deal. And it's not celebrated in any part of our life. Right? That's like saying, oh, I lost, 45 pounds, but I suck because I've got five more to go. Right? Right? So, and that's just ridiculous. So that's why I coach around reduction and or complete elimination, depending on my client's goals. I also coach on fitness and nutrition because, as you mentioned, I have a passion for endurance sports. In my 20s and 30s, I did like 60 triathlons, two full Ironmans, a half Ironmans, marathons, the whole thing. I'm in my mid 40s now, so those days have sailed. And I work out at Orange Theory, but I help people reach their fitness and nutrition goals. And then I also do coaching around professional development. This is a long way around to say I'm the GM of a general manager of a men's AA professional hockey team in Kalamazoo, Michigan. I have been in that role for over 9 going on 10 years. And so I was doing this career in both my AF worlds, alcohol fueled and then alcohol free. And so I had to switch over that identity. So since Annie and I last talked, I have been continuing on my mission to break the glass ceiling, which I have done for women in hockey. Hockey is a 97% male dominated sport, both on the ice and off the ice. And so what I've been doing is talking about how I'm a minority in that space. So DEI is really important to me. So I'm a female GM. There's only three of me in the US. And then, but I'm a minority because I choose not to drink. Right. So what I'm doing is helping women in the next generation, and I have two daughters that are, and I have a son too. So I'm helping the next generation break their own glass ceilings. And one of the things I talk about, there's many things I talk about, but one of them is this belief that we have to belly up to the bar in order to get to where we want to go professionally. And that's simply not the case. And so I talk about that lifestyle choices. And then I also teach on my six leadership pillars around how I turned this hockey franchise around over the course of the last decade. So, and that's just a kind of a snapshot. There's a bunch of stuff I do, but that's high level.
I know. I'm like, you're incredible. We would be here for days if we
We
talked about
would.
all of the things that like you're doing and challenging and changing. And it's amazing too to say like we're changing it, you're challenging it for the next generation. Like you're amazing
Oh, thank you.
is
Yeah.
what I can say.
It's hard. I run into a lot of barriers being a woman. I run into a lot of barriers being alcohol free. And then when you couple the two together, and so that's why, having a lot of courage has aided me. Now, it doesn't mean it always works out for me, but I can use that as a tool to accomplish what I want to accomplish as I continue to gain experience, gain wisdom, and be more confident.
Amazing. Oh, so good. So good. I love it. And then speaking of like since you've last been on and so breaking the glass ceiling, doing all of the things. I love it. And I love how you also courage is, I'm going to highlight that word because it's such a huge part of this journey and life in general. And I love that you said doesn't mean it always works out, but I mean, it's always an opportunity to learn, to grow, to pivot. And right, we always use the expression like falling forward. That courage, even if it doesn't go perfectly, it's going to get us to where we need to be or where we're trying to get to.
Yes.
So, yeah, so good. So, in the last few years, I mean, so good. Have there been different challenges that you've applied these different tools that you've learned to help, get through them?
Oh my God, you said falling forward. And I'm like, yeah, I fell down the stairs. I literally fell forward.
Literally.
Literally. Yeah. So there are a couple that come to mind. So I did it December. I fell down the stairs. The la I was walking in the lower level and I missed the last two steps. See, here's the thing. My mind, I call the bionic hamster because I was thinking of some things and I wasn't paying attention to my surroundings. Sometimes I move too fast. And to my own detriment, right? Like mindfulness elevated is the name of my friggin' business. Hey, Tony, be more mindful. And I missed the last two steps and I broke my ankle in three places. And I am a very active person. Like obviously I work out a lot and then I travel a lot for my job. And so this was, I mean, it was weird because my husband says to me, Josh says, isn't it ironic that you broke your ankle completely alcohol free for 3.5 years? And how many times I could have done that alcohol fueled, right?
Yeah. Oh,
And I'm
yeah.
like, I know. It was just crazy. So I had to pivot, right? Like the beautiful thing was, not once did I think outside of thank God I wasn't drunk when I did this, because oh, and I know people have done that. And it might give so much empathy, which is holy cow, this is going to throw my routines out the window, which I hold on to those. They're near and dear to me, right? And my
Absolutely.
set the table for the day is what I call it every morning. It's Tony time, and I'm working out, I'm meditating, I'm reading, I'm eating healthy, and all of that went out the window. So I had to pivot. It was emotionally very challenging because my identity was kind of messed with a little bit. And like, who am I? I'm sitting in bed for 3 weeks. That's not, I mean, so I had to do a lot of work. I did a lot of positive intelligence work. It's a certification I'm working on getting right now. It's called Positive Intelligence. It's a great book. I'm an avid reader, as you know. And so I leaned into my tools, right? And I'm like, okay, there's got to be a silver lining in this. And there absolutely was. I did the things that I didn't want to do. I hate accountability. I'm a total rebel. So I'm like, okay, what can I do to not, because my fear was gaining weight and all these irrational, what I would consider irrational things. And so I started food journaling. I found hurtfootfitness.com. I started to just rebuild what it was. I made healing my ankle a challenge, and I love a challenge. And so I just got the green light on Friday. The breaks are healed after 15 weeks. It's now the sprain that was on top of the breaks. And so I'm healing that. But I lost weight. I persevered. I found new ways to cope through something very
Amazing.
traumatic. And I'm really proud of that. The other thing, which is much more celebratory, but equally as challenging, was my husband and I bought a house together a little over a year ago on a lake. It's been a dream of ours. And I remember moving in here and going, and I'm looking at the lake right now, and I remember thinking, how am I going to do this and not drink? And it was a very jarring thought. I'm like, wait a minute, Tony, you are a coach. You speak publicly about this. You can't have thoughts like that. And then I'm like, no, bullshit. You can have thoughts like that. That's okay. And just talking about it. And that released it. It's like, when I grew up on a lake, did I drink on the pontoon boat with my mom and dad when I was 8? No. Like I had a lot of fun. So it was, and I'm hitting the fast forward button, but it was a lot of just talking through it, using tools that I had. And I could keep going on and on about challenges. My mom has Alzheimer's, and that's been a challenge. She's been in and out of the hospital. I've been on airplanes flying back and forth for that. I mean, so they range from celebratory to very serious. And I can't imagine, Haley, and I know you too, because we've known each other a long time now. How would I do this if I were drinking? Seriously. How would I? I don't know. I don't even know her anymore. Tony Party Time. That's who she was. So.
I love the name. Every time you say it, I'm just like, I can't see it. But and it's so true. And my mom had dementia, and so I understand and can completely empathize. It's so challenging. And it goes with that whole choose your hard, right? That I love that saying, but it's I think the same way where I'm like, how was I getting through the things that I was, but I wasn't.
Right.
Right? We weren't getting through. We were just living in it.
Exactly. We weren't processing the emotion, right? And now we sit in it. It is really emotionally hard to have a broken ankle. It's emotionally hard to watch my mom slowly dying from this disease, as you know. It's really, even though it's celebratory, I mean, the celebrations are equally as challenging because of how our culture is. So just sitting in it and enjoying the celebration, or sitting in the pain of what it is to be breathing, living.
When you said that, I'm like, what it is to be human,
Yeah. Yes. That's exactly
right?
it.
And it hurts, but it also, I don't know, there's that expression, right? Healing through feeling, something about allowing ourselves to feel that and knowing that pain sometimes is a reminder of our capacity to love in itself can turn those feelings into a gift,
Yes.
even though there is so much pain within that.
Yes, and that's what the positive intelligence is all about. And really, what sitting in the awareness of when we're doing that. And you and I have been living substance free for what I would consider a long time now. So we're able to tap into that easier. And that's what we help our clients to do, right? Like get to that space. It takes time. It really does.
Yeah, that's, and I was actually going to ask you, so you like, you beat me to it because I knew, I was like, there's no doubt she's working on something. We're doing something. But so with that, is that the, so that's the certification that you're focused on right now. If you want to talk a little bit about that and what's next for you.
Yeah. So I'm working on the certification for, and I'm very picky about certifications. Like literally my certification is This Naked Mind. I'm a senior coach and that's the one I have. I don't go out and get a bunch of certifications. I'm very discerning about that. And nothing wrong with anyone who does. It's just, quite frankly, I don't have time. And so the positive intelligence one is really around saboteurs and then what our saboteurs are, how they show up in our lives, and then how we can tap into our sages, i.e. silver lining, more naturally. Mm-hmm. So I'm working on that this year. I'm one of the other things I'm really working on is I'm moving towards coaching in the sales space. And by that, I mean, because I'm an entrepreneur, I've been selling my whole life in any job I've had, and I've been leading sales teams. And so I'm launching, and this is brand new. This is the first time I'm even saying this publicly. Oh. I'm launching a little more business called Sales Isn't a Dirty Word. And so there's going to be different levels of training. There's going to be entry level, and it's really around mindset around sales.
Yeah.
And then mid-level is going to be, okay, how do I actually start to do this, the behavior, right? So we go emotional, then behavior. And then the third level of this training will be, how do we 10X it for those experts out there? So I would categorize myself as someone that's been selling for a long time. So how do I go to the next level when I'm, 25 years into my career? So that's what I'm working on. Sales isn't a dirty word. And
nothing
and
major.
Because people are like, I hate sales. And I'm like, no. And this can be applied to any part of our lives, right? So if you're like, I don't do sales, Tony, I can't be part of that. No, that's not true. I'm also doing on the personal side, I do some workshops for a 13 weeks habit workshop. It's a challenge. It's super fun. I'm running that right now. I'm going to run another one later this year. And then I'm running a goal setting workshops. I run workshops in spaces that I found with my clients where there's gaps, right? Where they're like, I'm struggling with the, and goals and habits are a big part of that. So I run workshops around that. And then of course I do one-on-one coaching for those that really want that one-on-one time. So yeah, that's just in mindfulness elevated world.
Look how you do it all. That's incredible. So exciting. And it's kind of like, it's interesting because within our coaching certification and the mindset and all of those tools, and then all the tools you've leaned into throughout your journey to be creating something and using everything that you're learning is amazing.
Yeah. And it's kind of, it's very organic. And so for anyone listening to this, like I had no plan, like I got my coaching certification in the middle of COVID. I was 2 months alcohol free when I started this. And for me, it was an insurance policy. And I said this in the first podcast with Annie, and I totally mean it. Being alcohol free is just so, it's not a punishment. It's a privilege. And so what I do is because I love it and it's near and dear to my heart, I just let it kind of come out as it does. And, I don't force it. I'm not, and it's just organically grown to what it is. And I'll tell you one more thing. I'm saying this out loud because I know this is how this works with goals. If I don't say it out loud and I keep it up here, it's not going to happen. Right.
That's true.
So here's the big thing. I'm joining the ranks of many other people out there. I am going to start writing my book, my first book this year. And I'm going to talk about, the working title is the Tale of Four Tonys. And so, I'll leave it at that. But now that I've said it to you and people are going to listen to this, I have to write the epic book.
I was like, this is a pretty serious place to drop it, but it is true, right? It's like, if it bounces around in the head, it's going to bounce around in the head for months, years. And all of a sudden you say it out loud and it's like, okay. And somebody else knows there's that level. That's where that community element comes in, right?
Exactly.
That really, really helps. Yeah.
Yes. Oh my God. You and I could talk forever because we can't do this alone. We can't do this alone. Like, thank God I got my certification. I met you and all the wonderful people in our cohort. And then all the people we were with in Tampa, you know, like how, I mean, I come back and I'm like, I got notebooks on notebooks. Like I was just so honored to get the email while in Tampa about being with you on this. I'm like,
my mind. I know, so cool. Oh my gosh, I love it. This has been amazing. And oh, it's a privilege, not a punishment. It's so good. So I would love it if we, as an end to this, we could literally talk for hours.
We
So
could.
we can't, but we could.
We could.
I would love to hear for those who are starting a similar journey, or those words of wisdom. It's like the privilege, not a punishment. What golden nugget would you love to offer? Or a few.
Oh gosh, I dropped so many.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. And this is advice that I got from my husband, who is just amazing. And he's not in this space. He drinks socially, and he's super supportive. But one of the things I've always done is kind of second guess myself. We all do, right? And so he gave me this: when I get nervous about doing these type of things or speaking publicly or getting on stage with a microphone, and Andy's asking me questions like, "Oh my God," I get nervous, and it may not present that way, but I do. And so my advice is, there's three words. My husband says, Tony, he says, just be Tony. So just be Haley. Just be, and insert your name there. And that is good enough. And it rings in my head, and it's powerful. So just be you.
So good. And it's so true because I notice it and we see it all the time, right? We compare or we see other things and we're like, but I gotta be like this, I gotta be like that. And it's like, no, you just gotta be you.
Right.
Right.
And just
Follow.
saying our name makes a big difference. Like I say it to myself, just be Tony, because that's part of the identity, right? And so, and this is a big part of this journey, is identity. It's hard to change identities.
Absolutely. But it can be beautiful. It's
Oh.
worth it, right? It's worth that pushing through what you get to uncover and discover about yourself and learn and then continue like to grow and expand. It's alcohol might be like the starter, what brings us into this place, but it's like you have no idea what becomes possible.
It's insane. By removing one thing from your life, one, look at what's opened up, right? So, yeah.
That gave me goosebumps.
Oh, me too. Me too. Because it's so true. But you got to get to our earlier conversation. You got to get through the hard stuff, because this is not this isn't a linear journey at all. So it's tough.
It's tough, but worth it.
So worth it. So worth it.
Oh, so
Yay.
good. Do you have anything else you would like to add, or
No, you can find me. If you guys are
we're
interested in hockey, go to kwings.com, or of course, mindfulnesselevated.com, or I've got my social handles. I'm Tony Will. I'm not, people can find me wherever, and I'm happy to connect. I want to help anyone I can. So yeah, that's where you find me.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you for joining me today. I was so excited. We were both so excited when we
Yes,
knew we
yay,
would be
Haley, this was
connecting.
fun. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you're ready to see how This Naked Mind can help you on your personal health and wellness journey and want to learn more, go to thisnakedmindpodcast.com to learn what your next best step is. Again, that's thisnakedmindpodcast.com. We have all of our free resources, programs, social links, and more available for you there. Plus, if you have your own naked life story to share, you can submit it there as well. Until next week, stay curious.